Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised.
And his body never wore a spell. My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night?
Yeah, here we go.
I can only assume that was a ghost sabotaging that first recording that we just tried to do.
That's what we'll go with, and not that we forgot to turn the mics off when we went on break.
I've never heard of that before.
I don't know her. Anyway.
Oh, we think we're so funny. But first, we opened it up by talking about cemeteries and how we enjoy strolls in the cemeteries. We've got some good pictures of cemeteries lately.
Yeah, I love a good cemetery walk. I was out strolling and the moon was out. That was very nice.
But so tell me about, we started this a minute ago, so I know the very beginning of this, but that's it. Tell me about the grave in your spooky / true crime / very interesting and unique story.
Okay. So today we will talk about Colonel William Shy's grave. We're going to Christmas Eve of 1977 in Franklin, Tennessee, where we discover a headless body inside the grave of Colonel William Shy. This body is sitting atop the original cast iron casket of William Shy. Now, this body is clothed in what appears to be a tuxedo.
So this is a new body.
There is still pink flesh, so they believe it to be a recently deceased person.
Okay.
The sheriff calls in Dr. William Bass, who we have talked about previously.
Nice.
He pretty quickly finds the head. It is at the foot of the grave, and it is, I think, a little more decomposed than maybe the rest. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Bass initially estimates that the body has been dead 2 to 6 months.
Okay.
As of January 4th, he says that, of 1978.
Yes.
On January 6th of 1978, Dr. Bass is quoted in a newspaper as saying, "The victim died from a blow to the head. He was a white male with brown hair, approximately 5'11", 175 pounds, and 26 to 29. 9 years old. It looks like we have a homicide on our hands."
Okay, so that was going to be my next question. Was this like an embalmed body, or is this like a murder victim body?
So we are still analyzing from the crime scene.
Okay.
And Dr. Bass takes the body back to the lab for further analysis at this time. January 9th, 1978, Dr. Bass says, "I got the age, sex, race, height, and weight right.
You know what?
But I was off on the time of death by 113 years.
What?
Dr. Bass, first of all, did not usually work on already embalmed bodies. Body of Colonel Shy was embalmed. And he was embalmed in the 1800s, which means that he had super high levels of arsenic in his system. which lab tests concluded. And so they begin to piece some things together. They examine the body a little further. They figure out that the pants had like lace up on the sides, which was common in the 1800s. Okay. And then instead of like buttoning in the front, they laced up on the, and that the head was not severed like before he was dug up. It was most likely severed with a shovel or something. So now they're thinking that Colonel Shy was the victim of a grave robber.
Okay. Which, I mean, that pretty common.
So
pretty common.
They pulled him out of a cast iron casket. Think about the weight of that.
But at the same time, how? That's what I was thinking, though. Grave robber is very common, but why? It was a cast iron casket. So, like, how did the head just break off? Or if they did it with a shovel, he was in the casket. So why would they?
I don't
That's
know.
That's weird.
Yeah,
I mean,
weird.
They would do that. But yeah, that had to be so heavy. I wonder if they knew it was going to be, or they got down there and was like, whoa.
But apparently the seal of the cast iron kept him so well preserved that his flesh was still intact and pink in parts.
That is wild. And we used to put that in our face makeup with arsenic in it. Like, yikes.
So, Colonel Shy is then interned in a new casket because this one was damaged from the grave robbers. Here's the crazy thing. So, he was reburied in a new coffin donated by the Franklin Memorial Chapel. And Colonel Shy's original cast iron coffin is in a museum called the Carter House.
Okay.
And you can go see it. Like today, you can go see it. Now, this case is credited with one of the reasons of starting the body farm that Dr. Bass started on the UT campus.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
So, fun fact, this is where we get our origin story for that. And a little bit about Colonel Shy. Now, this man also is attached to a haunting.
Nice.
Colonel Shy has his own historical placard, by the way.
Okay.
For Shy's Hill, wherein he held the hill until he was the last group standing and basically died with his men. It is said that he is seen standing on top of the hill in his gray uniform looking over of the battlefield of Franklin/Nashville, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And he died on December the 16th of 1864. And his family actually found him on the battlefield, impaled by a bayonet to a tree, naked. Already looted one time. And then somebody robbed his grave almost 100 years later. Over 100 years later.
What a wild little tale.
Yeah. So, fun little fact. But yes, you can look up Colonel Shy's story. It is sad and tragic.
That in the 70s is wild.
Yes.
That's wild.
And so there was some like renovations going on. There's a mansion on the property where he's buried.
Yeah.
It was like family land or whatever. And there was a mansion being renovated. And they think that one of the construction workers there is the one who robbed the grave, thinking he was going to get something, I guess, because of the legend of Colonel Shy.
Yeah. But what are you going to get? Jewelry? They're not going to bury
him. Well, I think it might have cursed him because later he died in a motorcycle accident.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of like King Tut's, like,
right.
Don't fuck with it. That's weird to be like, you can just dig him up.
Yeah.
And like, he had to have help with that.
Yeah.
So there was at least one other person that was like, all right.
Yeah. And why cut off his head?
That's what I don't understand. That's why I didn't expect it to be him, because if you're in
yeah,
this
he coffin, initially like, died by getting shot in the head. So like the bayonet thing was post-mortem.
But this is the other thing that I was thinking about. I have seen stuff before that when they have custom caskets like that and they don't fit, they would do that kind of stuff to bury people.
Mm. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's like a viewing portal.
Oh, yeah. One of those. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then that is very, very weird.
Yeah.
That is very weird. Those kind of caskets are fascinating to me. Those are fascinating.
There's on here, there's pictures.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Oh, that's fascinating. What a way to go.
A weird one. Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.